To my point earlier about people's reactions to this and how some of what's happening with basketball right now may be top of mind affecting their reaction to John Curry leaving for Tennessee, I tweeted, now that you've had a few hours to process, what's your reaction to John Curry leaving for Tennessee? Over half the responses I got were GIFs, pictures. I'll just leave it at that. I think that proves my point about how people only remember, you know, like what's happening right now.
You forget
some of the stuff that happened years ago.
You're scrolling through it, so I'm just seeing this stuff for the first time.
Yeah, the same Ron Swanson GIF got used a lot.
That one's overused. Yeah.
I've seen Parks and Rec. I don't think I've ever seen
that GIF. Are you tired of the surprise-looking guy yet? Because I'm really tired of that one.
What's the surprise-looking guy?
The guy that's the blonde-haired guy that just kind of looks like, you know, I can't do it over the radio, but he's just like this all over and over. Mitch, do you know what I'm talking about? That's been the hottest one on the internet for about two weeks now, and I'm so tired of it.
I have no idea.
All right. I'll show it to you in the break.
No idea. 537-1350, 866-776-1350. Your thoughts on John Curry leaving to go to Tennessee. I thought today's show was going to be predominantly about what's going on with men's basketball and what transpired with the media after the game on Saturday, which, I mean, we were not at. But we did discuss it a little bit. So if you listened to Wildcat Insider yesterday, you know some of my thoughts, but we didn't have a chance to get into it as much as perhaps I would like to. If you were expecting and hoping for some more fireworks today at 2 o'clock when there was a media availability for the basketball program, there was none. I thought the questions that came that were a little bit tough were handled well. I will play you some of the audio from that at 5:40 in hour two of the show. Just so that you can hear it, but I thought he handled things much better than things went on Saturday. We also did get three players. They were all fine. No grudges against us meanies in the media that they wouldn't talk to after the game on Saturday. So there is nothing like earth-shattering from there. But obviously, as you'd imagine, Bruce Weber did get questions about John Curry leaving.
So K-State did not handpick outlets that were not allowed to cover today's gaggle.
No, although the New York Times and CNN were not there, so I don't...
Oh, but by their own choosing, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you on that. Okay. I just can report that they were not in attendance.
Politico not there either?
No. Okay. HuffPost? No. None of that.
Dang.
None of that at Bruce Weber's media session earlier today. But as far as Bruce Weber's reaction to John Curry leaving, here is what he had to say.
You know, he did unbelievable things for Kansas State. I mean, it's just amazing. You know, just in my time here, what he has built is spectacular. I don't know if anybody else in the country has done anything like this. And you know, he'll be greatly missed. But you know, he just you know, he felt it was his time to make a move and try another challenge. And just like President Schultz, you know, back in the spring. You know, it's a hard profession. It's a hard profession to stay at a place for a long, long time, and just wish him the best. I mean, he's been great for K-State. So was President Schultz, and you know, those are good people.
Having a new boss, does it create more pressure on you in this program to perform?
Oh, all I'm worried about right now is our team, and that's all I can worry about. Just, you know, my whole thing is, we recruited them. We promised them, you know, a great experience, a world-class experience. And you know, we promised them that the K-State family is a special group and special people, and they care about them. And that's all I'm worried about.
The second question there, if you couldn't quite hear, I try to make it as apparent as possible, but it was, does having a new boss put more pressure on you in the situation that you're in? By the way, handled very well.
Mm-hmm.
Good example of how to handle things. A little bit different than how things went on Saturday. But, you know, I think you would expect that type of a sentiment from Bruce Weber on what's gone on with John Curry. I think the timing of this still is not great for the men's basketball team and Bruce Weber if you're looking at it from that angle, because it is just one more outside element to be added to the mix here. I mean, they've already dealt with the questions coming from the outside about the future of the program, his job security, his job status, to the point where we saw Wesley Owundu tweeting at the haters after the Texas win and then explaining that, sort of doubling down on it afterwards. So we know that it's getting to them, it's affecting them. Then they went out and played their worst game of the season on Saturday against the last place team in the league. So I think then dropping something else on top of it here is obviously not ideal. It's another thing for them to worry about. Now, if they really are blocking it all out, which I'm willing to legitimately believe that, because really what else can you do? I mean, are you going to sit around obsessing about it, worrying about it? I mean, you got to just go do what you do, and Bruce is a grinder. I know he was out recruiting earlier this week. It's status quo for him, going about and doing your job, which is what you have to do. But still, in the back of your mind, I'm sure that's not something that they love at this point in time to be another potential distraction.
And it's just such a weird timeline because John Curry is still going to be working as K-State's athletic director until April 1st. And I think that before this news came out today, you would have anticipated that a decision would have been made about Bruce Weber before April 1st. And is Curry going to feel differently about whether he has some sort of obligation to make that move before he leaves? Would he want to leave with there not being an acting head coach for K-State basketball?
I mean, look, he begins his new position on April 1st. There's nothing that says he will remain acting athletic director at K-State through April 1st. Acting athletic director is Laird Veach. He will manage the department until a permanent hire has been made.
Okay. I still think,
I think that language clears that up.
Okay.
I think it probably takes a while to get all your ducks in order to make a move like this. Maybe John Curry's still in and out of the office or something, but Laird Veach, I believe, as of right now, he's your AD.
All right.
So I wouldn't worry about that. That was something that raised my eyebrow when I initially saw on Twitter that it was going to be April 1st for the day that he takes over at Tennessee. But yeah, I don't think you have to worry about that being an issue. I think it will be, and again, you know, back to the conversation last segment about Laird Veach, that's another reason why it could make some sense here. You know, if he's going to have to be there until April 1st anyway.
Maybe that's why they went with using that label for Laird Veach, because they feel like there may be a necessity to have a real concrete person that's in charge and making those decisions before we get to that point in time on April 1st.
We'll see. I mean, that is a decision that is going to have to be made, I would think, before,
yes,
obviously, April 1st. So it is going to be an important thing to monitor. Cole Mamek's going to be on the show at 5:10. You can tweet your questions or comments to me at the Game KMAN on Twitter or JL Kurtz. For right now, we go to the phone lines, 537-1350. Bob from Manhattan chiming in on John Curry. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys. Just a couple comments, observations I have. First, regarding the basketball team, which I hate where they're at, but this might take some of the noise away from them. It's been totally blowing in their ear that John's leaving, so maybe people start talking about something else and take some of the pressure off of them. As for John, I believe he was a great AD. If he made a mistake on Weber, it's not like other schools don't make mistakes. I mean, Michigan football, Ohio State football, Notre Dame football, Alabama football, you can go on and on and on. There are coaching hires where the guys they hire are not what they expected. Tennessee football, come on. So maybe John made a bad hire. I don't know.
Well,
it seems like it.
Yeah.
I sure would not judge him. Excuse me for interrupting. I shouldn't do that.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I don't mean to interrupt you, Bob. Go ahead.
Yeah. Jim, on that alone, I think his contributions to K-State are going to be here for 100 years. That stadium and everything that Tyler pointed out that's been built during his time. The fact, I don't know his relationship with Snyder is. I don't think it's as bad as people suggest it is, because Bill seems to have thrived. Football program certainly seems to have thrived.
Well, I think, to be fair to Bill Snyder, I think Bill Snyder could thrive under just about anybody.
Well, maybe he could.
You don't think Bill Snyder is a good enough football coach to thrive under a lot of athletes?
Oh, no. I think he's a great football coach. But I think, you know, you can get tired of people in management to the point where you say, screw this, I'm leaving, or I'm done, or whatever. And Bill, all I'm saying is,
To be fair, where was Bill Snyder going to go from 2009 on?
The football program thrived while John was here. The basketball program, not so good. Women's basketball coach, I think, was a slam dunk hire.
No doubt.
You know, slam dunk. And in business, and I've hired a lot of people and I've lost people, But I can tell you, you can tell how good the people are by where they go. And where's John going? He's going to a top 10 program. That means that he is extremely highly thought of. He was in the final, one of the final candidates for the Florida job. He was under consideration in the final list for the Texas job. I mean, people think he's done a wonderful job outside of Manhattan because we have, frankly, in Manhattan, we have this Frank Martin cult that, you know, made it difficult.
Well, okay. Bob, look, most of what you said I would acknowledge is 1,000% fair. I mean, more than fair. A lot of what I've been trying to say is...
I'll end the conversation there, and then I can leave.
Oh, okay. Well, are you done? Are you good, Bob?
I'm good.
Okay. No, I appreciate the phone call,
Bob.
I think you made a lot of really good points there, and that's part of what I've been trying to say. I think people, it's easier for people to forget about the facilities because that's not what's top of mind right now. What's top of mind is basketball, and people are forgetting some of the good things that have happened there facility-wise. And again, all the way back to another thing that I've added here, because I know you're pointing out the things Tyler said, pro John Curry here. I'm trying to give him tons of credit. I think he deserves a lot of credit for coming in and cleaning up the financial mess in the first place, which is why he was hired. The mess that was left by Bob Krause and John Weefald at that point in time. But you do get judged to an extent by your hires. That's a big part of being an athletic director. So there's good and bad. I think you got to acknowledge good and bad. It's a complicated legacy. Because, Bob, I know you were dancing around where basketball was. You pretty much in that call acknowledged that things are not going well. It is not looking like it was a good hire. And the other part about it, cult of Frank or not, whatever you want to say there, accuse me of being in the cult of Frank, you know, whatever. Frank Martin was a lifer here and the most successful coach in 25 years. And by all accounts, the relationship there got crosswise. And to me, I would try and do everything I could to preserve that relationship. It does not appear that that was what happened there. So I think that convolutes not only just the hire, but the fact that the guy before got away. All parts of being an athletic director. So again, complicated legacy here with a lot of good and some bad.
I thought he made a very good point with his first points about this.
Absolutely.
taking a little bit of the heat off the basketball team. It's something I hadn't really thought of, but yeah, we're not. I was not looking forward to getting up this morning and coming in and talking about K-State basketball today, and because of John Curry, I don't really have to.
That you know what, Bob actually really makes me rethink what I was just saying there. Hey, one side of the coin is the basketball team has another distraction potentially to deal with here, but you're totally right. The headlines and the stuff I was going to talk about basketball-wise in the show today, buried. They've been buried. So we are deflecting our attention here. Maybe that helps them going to TCU tomorrow night. I think that's a very good, strong point by Bob. Cole Manbeck's at 5:10. We'll wrap up the hour next.